This is the BBC in Lagos, Shanghai,
Sofia,
Freetown,
Rio de Janeiro,
wherever you are,
Vancouver. It's a new day. It's a new year. It's cold. It's dark. It's wet. It's miserable. It's depressing. It's ugly. It's harsh out there. It's
radio.
If you say so.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Live.
Sweet liberty.
Hey, Nimrod, the water's rising here. Are we going to make it through the show or not? I'm not sure.
How high is the water, Data?
6 feet high and rising, son.
Sonic Youth, one of our top albums of the year. We'll be playing various things on this show. Son of Night Dreams it was last year, and now, of course, it has evolved or devolved into Radio Radio. Sonic Youth are in their 50s, and my co-host here, Long John Tanner, is in his 60s.
Yeah.
Looking back at it all.
Ooh, coming up to my 64th year. Good grief.
In radio or on Earth?
No, just on Earth.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome to our little radio program. Anybody who is alive and swell out there, it's a horrible night.
Oh, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's soggy and there's big puddles, and I had to park, you know, in the UBC parking lot, and the thing with the meter wasn't working, and I had to phone this number, and they got a recorded message, and they're telling me on the message, oh, leave this number on your dash so you don't get ticketed. And
you know that they did a survey out here, I think it was a couple years ago, Bryce was saying that they wanted to find out what people did not like about UBC, be it as students or faculty, whatever, and parking. Parking was number one. People do not like the parking situation.
No.
They do not like, well, students can ill afford to pay the exorbitant prices. Of course, most students do not drive out here, as you well know.
Yeah, right.
We take the 99.
Oh, God. Remember when we used to park in the B lot? Like, was it a half a mile down the road or something? Oh, to the walk here. That's
the B lot. Yeah. That's just off the Detwiller Pavilion.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
I know that place.
Anyway.
Okay, welcome to our show, as we said. If you want to do any gift exchanges, our lines will always be open for that. Don't take it back. Swap it right here. You were going to say.
I was just going to say, you're Junior Nimrod, son of semi-legendary J.B. Shane,
yes,
formerly Rocco Nimrod.
It's not my fault.
Is Rocco a nickname? Junior?
Rocco?
Yeah.
I don't know, Slim. I have no idea. If you want it, you have it. You can do
okay.
It. Call me whatever you want.
I'm Trash Tanner.
But don't call me asshole.
Radio Radio, CITR, and Feist. Feisty number there.
Well, you can call her Leslie. It's okay.
Can I? Okay. Lonely, Lonely, the Frisbee Mix.
You know what they say, melancholia makes for the best music. And you, sir, did not get down. I phoned Fran. You were supposed to meet Luke down there at English Bay, and you didn't.
For the panda bear swim?
Polar bear swim. Oh. You did not do that.
Yeah.
Do you have an excuse, or should we just... Mark it off to unenthusiastic.
I guess. Yeah, I didn't have my wetsuit, you know. That's the main thing.
The trunks would have sufficed.
No, but, you know, if you've seen Luke, I mean, he's...
I have.
He's got lots of extra, around the waist
to keep
him warm.
Please don't give us a picture.
No.
I mean, some things are better left unsaid.
That's true, yeah.
The New Year's polar bear swim went off well, though. Hundreds of twisted revelers. CITR, if you were down there, was proudly represented by our fun-loving music director, Luke Meat. If you were there, he was the rather rotund gent in the black shower cap carrying the umbrella, who waded up to his chubby thighs, then turned blue and screamed, "It's too damn cold," or something like that, and quickly made for land, recognized by a lady. "Look, there's Bill Good." But we give Luke credit for the embarrassing attempt in celebration of 2007, the year of continuing to live dangerously.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Happy New Year!
Piss off!
New Year is highly anticipated, or eagerly awaited, or long overdue terms of hyperbole. in the music business. How many times have you gotten into a record store and you say, "It's here, the highly anticipated, eagerly awaited, long overdue"? Harvest is the name of the CD by Clinic, their new one, and reviews from the UK suggest that they have gotten it together on the fourth CD. Or is it the second? No, it's the fourth. Internal Wrangler goes back a couple years. And the new one, Harvest, is apparently their best. That is not from the CD. That is from a little sampler put out by the band Clinic. And, of course, the question begs and on the minds of discerning music fans everywhere, particularly here in the land of CITR 101.9 on your FM dial. Will Clinic take off their surgical masks on stage?
Ooh, wow.
And will they be seeing their whole faces? Wow. Will we finally get a look at their faces and see that they're really not human?
Stay tuned.
We'll find all that. Hey, is
Radio.
Oh, shut up. Is Michael the ufologist?
He's out there.
Is he going to be calling in later on?
I'm sure he will. Okay, he's always got something for us. Well,
especially
so.
Around the changing of times, the new year, the switchover, that.
Yeah.
So, gig-wise, the first, I don't know, there's some interesting stuff coming up, like Sparkle Horse,
right.
And many, many more. But one that is near and dear to our hearts, I know my dad and yourself especially, I may be a little bit too young to remember the Pointed Sticks, though I do remember them, but I was a little too young to go to their gigs, if you know what I mean.
Well, 25 years later, they're getting back together again, Like, if you haven't seen, David Spanner had a good article in The Province, and they've been in Japan, they're really big in Japan. They're very big there. And I'm especially looking forward to seeing Tony Bardock and Bill Napier Hemi, of course.
But from the picture in the paper, do you recognize them?
Oh, yeah, Bill. Yeah. Well, of course, I've seen Bill because he's played with Corsage with Phil Smith, and they're going to be doing another gig at the Planetarium in the spring.
And they have something, they all have, with the exception of one, something in common with you, if you take a look at the picture. They're all wearing glasses.
Oh, yeah, well, these old dudes have to see, what's going on. Where's that string? I can't see it.
Yeah, where's my pick?
Yeah, okay. So we picked, actually, a Pointed Sticks song that is not one of their original songs. Well, I mean, they did it originally, but not originally.
No, they didn't do it originally.
No, it was Sonics did this originally.
Right, you want to straighten that out.
Yeah, it isn't a song that they wrote, but it's a song they do, and I thought, well, let's play this song. I haven't heard it for a long time. It's starting to sound like Chris Horvick here. Oh, well, let's play it. But no,
hey,
that's okay.
Knock him.
That's a compliment.
He let me in at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, love his show. We love Chris Horvick's show, but anyway.
He's a good guy.
And I'm an old guy, so I'm going to the 4 o'clock Pointed Stick show, because 9 o'clock's too late, because they won't be on till almost midnight.
You're
so
going to be there with the kids.
Yeah.
She's in the
Of Night Dreams. Formerly, this show is now called Radio Radio on CITR at 625, and those are the Pointed Sticks. And you may say, well, I've heard that song before. Yeah, the Sonics did it back in the mid-60s. They were out of Seattle or Tacoma area. But the Pointed Sticks do a fine version. I do hope that they do that song when they play.
And what if they don't?
Well, if they don't, that's fine. Anything they do is good. So catch the Pointed Sticks.
Oh, you're easy.
That's coming up Saturday, January the 6th. Hey, that's next Saturday. There's two shows at Richards on Richards, an all-ages show at 3 o'clock. I guess the bands go on at 4. I'll be there.
Oh, well.
It says all ages.
Then everybody will be there if you're there.
No,
the thing is, do you know that one of the things about that area is that my dad and you used to work at that radio station that used to be there, CKLG FM.
Right, right.
Okay, that's at the end of the block, Nelson Richards. Now, if you go down there now,
it's gone.
The whole area,
yeah.
Except that past that building, right around Nelson and Richards, if you go down the block and you get to Richards on Richards, that's still there.
That's
and a few
there.
Of the houses.
Yeah.
And the reason that is still there, and bless them for being there, the fact is, because there are fewer and fewer live venues for bands, visiting bands. And local bands. The thing is, it's gotten a kind of a reprieve because the lady who lives on that block, lives in that house right next to it, will not sell.
Oh, really?
So therefore, it is not advantageous for the rapacious developers to take over that area until they can get the whole block. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, good for her. She's holding out.
Yeah, you go, girl.
You go, girl. So, actually, the show, 3 o'clock is when the door is open for that show this Saturday at Richards & Richards. Raised by Wolves and From Film to Paper are the opening acts. And then there's an 8 o'clock show. I think it gets underway at 9 or something with Transmitters and Shiny Diamonds. I'm trying to get hold of Tony Bardock.
You are a live plug. What have you been on all afternoon? You're just sort of like, calm down.
Oh, I've been running the simulator. Santa's sleigh ride to the North Pole down at the Space Center.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing that tomorrow, too?
Yep. Tomorrow, too.
All ages?
All ages, yeah. Little kids love it, yeah. So I'm trying to get Tony Bardock on his cell phone here.
Right.
Because he's a bass player, and Tony's played with lots of bands around town over the years.
I'm trying to get him,
but I can't get through.
The thing is, look, you're trying to call out. Now, he could call in. Tony, if you're out there, and you're probably not, would you call in? Because you cannot call out right now. You saw the memo from TELUS. We have not paid the bills yet for that. That's reality.
Okay.
Biting you right in the back of the neck.
Yeah.
And so there it is.
Tony, if you're listening, 822-CITR. That's 822-2487. I know we talked about chatting on the phone, but we'll see you on Saturday anyway.
Here's Lily.
Everything is all right. It's going to be wonderful. Everything is just fine.
Are you sure?
Everyone is going mental. It seems to me we're spiraling out of control, and it's inevitable. Now don't you think this time is yours, this time is mine? It's temperamental. It seems to me we're on all fours, crawling on our knees. Someone help us, please.
Oh, Jesus Christ Almighty, do I feel alright? No, not slightly. I wanna get a van, though I can't. It's just a bureaucrat that won't give me a mortgage. It's very funny cause I got your fucking money, and I'm never gonna get it just cause of my bad credit. Oh well, I guess I mustn't grumble. I suppose it's just the way the cookie crumbles. Oh yes, I'm fine. Everything's just wonderful. I'm having the time of my life.
With anyone, something else. Some sick game, and it's so insincere. I wish I could change the ways of the world, make it a nice place. Until that day, I guess we stay doing what we do, screwing who we screw.
Why can't I sleep at night? Don't say it's gonna be alright. I wanna be able to eat spaghetti bolognese.
Christ Almighty. Do I feel alright? No, not slightly. I wanna get a flat and though I can't afford it, it's just a bureaucrat that won't give me a mortgage. It's very funny cause I got your fucking money and I'm never gonna get it just cause of my bad credit. Oh well, I guess I must have grumbled. I suppose it's just the way that the cookie crumbled. I guess it's just the way that things go. I suppose it's just the way that the cookie crumbled. I guess it's just the way that things go.
One of 2006's scintillating debuts, long-awaited, anticipated, long-overdue, eagerly anticipated, London Lass, Lily Allen, and everything's just fine, everything's just wonderful, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, I guess that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Guess that's the way it does. Yeah. It does crumble like that. Did you have a party in your New Year's celebrations?
Whoa!
Were you with people? Was
that lightning? I thought I saw some lightning there.
So, you may have.
The Dodge Lodge had their usual party.
No, not the Dodge Lodge.
Yeah, the Christmas, the New Year's party.
They are very decadent people.
Oh,
did you behave yourself?
Yeah, I was pretty good. You know, I had a sip of champagne, but that was it because I'm a designated driver.
Folks. You've got a designated driver who takes responsibility in those moments when he should. And we're very proud of you because a lot of, you know, like down where yours truly calls home right now, it has been pretty chaotic last night down there near the Granville Entertainment District. And, you know, trying to keep from stepping in last night's vomit all over the street is really difficult.
Yeah, I see a little something on your shoes there. Well,
meanwhile,
I've got a little recording actually of what happened there last night. Because everybody wanted to hear Don Messer's Jubilee.
Yeah,
and you know, so they were all dancing, and you can hear them back there. They're all just,
were they seniors like yourself?
Oh yeah, they're all in their 50s.
That figures.
Yeah, I was the old guy there actually.
Okay.
Well, no, Richard Thomas, he's a year older than me. But
okay, we had to know that.
Yeah.
All right, but
okay.
That's very nice. Don Messer's Jubilee. Well, there were parties and then there were parties, but perhaps the biggest party was in the West End last night at Neil's place.
Oh.
I must say it's the most extraordinary experience. Not everybody. I suppose it's something to do with the sun and all that, and I wouldn't understand it myself, really, and I'm not sure it's even legal. You know, quite for no reason, I'm here for the season and high as a kite, living in error with Mordant Capfaro, which couldn't be right. Everyone's here and frightfully gay. Nobody cares what people say, though the Riviera seems really much queerer than Rome at its height. On Wednesday night, I went to a marvelous party with Nunu and Nada and Nell. It was in the fresh air, and we went as we were, and we stayed as we were, which was hell. Poor Grace started singing at midnight, and she didn't stop singing till 4. We knew the excitement was bound to begin when Laura got blind on Dubonian gin and scratched her veneer with a Cartier fin. I couldn't have liked it.
I couldn't have liked it more. I've been to a marvelous party. We played a wonderful game. Maureen disappeared and came back in a beard. And we all had to guess her name. Cecil arrived wearing armor. Some shells and a black leather bow. For Millicent and Flora, surrealist cone. Made a mix of mosaic from St. Peter's in Rome. But the wait was so great that she had to go home. Well, I couldn't have liked it more.
Most peculiar, you know. People's behavior away from Belgravia would make you aghast. So much variety, watching society scampering past. You know, if you had any mind at all, Gibbon's divine decline and fall. Well, it sounds pretty flimsy, no more than a whimsy, by way of contrast, on Wednesday last.
I went to a mother's party with incense and
I've just been to a marvelous party.
Lovely.
Divine Comedy, who is Neil Hannon, who is the Divine Comedy on his New Year Eve. Civilized Affair, Noel Coward was there. New Year's Eve is now Pistory, our so-called entertainment district. That would be Grand Evil Street, is still awash in the bottles, the blood, in large pools of vomit amongst the homeless, the pizza slices, falafels, and sushi. With a few exceptions, it was, you weren't down there last night. You didn't hear it. You didn't see it.
No, I missed it all.
It was asshole central, more so than usual. From my dad's piazza, it sounded like Gotter Dammerung. Now, and the nonstop sirens all night, the drunk and the defiant weaving about. Fireworks? What the fuck were they celebrating? It's just another year closer, closer to another year closer to the Olympicalypse. Olympicalypse, right? 2010. Yeah. It was hoped that the bars would offer some earplugs to the area residents, much like the rapacious developers promised and then reneged upon last year. But that was not to be. So hopefully, hopefully everybody is safe and sound and had a good time. A good time was had by all.
All right, pothole alert! Pothole alert from CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We have a pothole alert.
Okay.
Pacific,
what is it?
On Pacific Street between Howe and Burrard, there is a pothole problem.
Between, where did you get that from? Is that?
It's from me driving through them.
Oh, okay.
Into them. They're huge. They're everywhere.
Thank you for sharing it with all of us.
You're welcome.
To be your love.
Radio. And there's a, we're covering FemCon and CanCon there. That's great stuff, Lily Frost and Priscilla's song.
Did you not pick up on the
Ronettes, kind of Crystals, kind of girl group?
The vocal melody line that she started off with was something along the lines of, and if you'll indulge for just a moment here,
certainly
tonight you are mine completely. Just veering off from
tonight's
that Shirelles.
Tonight,
yeah, Shirelles, right? Yeah, you knew that.
Yeah, the Shirelles. Of course. Beatles loved the Shirelles. Yeah, right.
How did that come up?
I don't know. Well, Baby It's You, they did. You remember that one? Anyway, whatever.
I just don't know. Maybe I think you've had a little too much dark meat, maybe. Is that correct?
Dark meat.
Yeah, you probably did. Do you prefer the white meat? The slices.
But the
I was really pissed, man. I got to some friend's house, you know, and they served roast beef.
Roast beef on Christmas?
It's turkey, man, or nothing.
Usually it's pig or turkey.
But anything but roast beef. I don't eat red meat.
Yeah.
My dad taught me all about that. He just said, don't eat the red meat. And for years I haven't, and that's why I'm so emaciated and sickly.
I thought he said don't eat the yellow snow, but he said the meat thing too, didn't he?
Well, whatever is right. So, he's here with us now.
He is here now.
The man.
The man. Michael Strainick, our UFO resident about town.
Cool.
Michael.
Good evening, John, and good evening, Nimrod.
Good evening, Scary.
And I am so glad you guys aren't normal.
You normal?
Have no idea what a refreshing thing that is.
Let me get my dictionary. It's under
normal?
N? Under N, normal. No, we're not normal.
No.
Not normal at all.
Absolutely.
Who wants to be normal?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, we got some clusters, which is kind of interesting. That's when you have more than one sighting in a particular small area.
Not normal.
Hmm. Yep. Okay, California, Los Angeles. Gentleman was lying in the backyard and saw a hovering rectangle over Santa Monica around 7 p.m.
Look!
The object had orange flashing lights on all four corners and moved very slowly, much slower than an airplane, even at a high altitude. The corner lights were much brighter than any star in the sky. Watched it transverse the sky, then it vanished behind some clouds, not to reemerge. A little while later, in Newport, or Newport Beach, probably, a daughter and boyfriend were out driving when they noticed a large disc hovering motionless beside the road. It appeared to have a distinct bulge on the top, or dome, and flashing green and blue lights along the rim. The boyfriend stopped the car, and the woman tried to photograph it. When the camera flashed, the object suddenly shot toward the witnesses and passed over their car. They both heard an odd buzzing or a humming sound. There were 10 other cars and a police cruiser stopped on the road. Later in the day, the mother phoned the Newport Police Department.
Hello?
And they volunteered absolutely no information whatsoever about anything that was reported. Okay, we zipped to Ohio. And this is interesting because it all happened in the same day and it all happened sequentially. Columbus, Ohio. Two fat sausage-shaped objects were observed and photographed going north-northwest at around 11 a.m. They maintained a wide distance apart, and both had a shiny metallic appearance that reflected light. Altitude was only 300 to 500 feet. And the wind at that time was going southeast, which is exactly the opposite of the direction these things were moving. Okay, Columbus, Ohio, again, 2 hours later at 1 p.m., witness goes out on the back porch, saw a DC-9 heading west at approximately 1,300 feet and leaving a good trail. He then saw a Cessna, then he saw a strange craft heading southwest at about 5,000 feet. It was shiny, reflecting the sun at the top, had no wings, a round shape, no noise, and large, almost as large as the DC-9, and then it, too, sped off into the clouds, never to be seen again. Okay, Blue Ash Airport. This is 4 hours later. A woman was doing dishes, and she saw out the window an object move across her field of vision, and the movement was like floating, like a bird, only it was much larger than a bird. No wings or irregular movements or anything like that, and it moved in a perfect straight line. She called her 15-year-old son, and they both ran outside to see a solid triangle shape rotating flat side down, which is kind of unusual, and moving at a slow, steady rate of speed. No sound and no lights. So that's three in one tiny area in a matter of 4 hours. Tennessee, Chattanooga. Chattanooga has been the scene of many UFO reports, one dating back to the 1890s. Witnesses were driving down a busy road during rush hour at 6:30 p.m. and saw a huge, round, intense, bright green light moving slowly. It turned, shot forward at about 100 feet, and was gone. Then he saw another green light that was completely silent, turned upwards, and looked like it had two parts to it. A policeman was in front of him, and many people were behind him. And the policeman actually got out, pulled over, and got out of the car, and just stood there looking at where the object had been. Okay, Puerto Rico. Some very strange things happen in Puerto Rico all the time. San Juan, Puerto Rico. Guy was coming home on his motorbike from work around midnight when he saw this aircraft suspended between two condos. At first, he thought it was a police copter because there were some sirens in the area. But as he got closer, he noticed that the copter was very low and completely silent. His first thought, it was a 747, and then he realized jets do not suspend in midair. The object was hovering 100 feet from the top of the condo. It was huge and illuminated all underneath. It looked like a 747 with wings, but more like a cross. They saw rectangle markings resembling engines, but they were more part of the fuselage. No tail, no rudder, no navigation lights. And that's pretty much the better stuff that's happened in the last few weeks.
Well, Michael,
all I can say is...
Oh, best of the new year, Michael.
Hey, listen, that Chattanooga story, was it an airship back in the 1890s?
Right, and they called it the Chattanooga Chugger.
All right, okay, and of course, Puerto Rico, we've got the goat sucker there, right?
Hey, yeah.
The two of you, Long John and Michael, the ufologists, you should get together for the summer and have a UFO tour, you know, do a gig. Charter a bus, the two of you can go on there, exorbitant prices. John has experience being as a tour facilitator, entertainer of sorts. And Michael, that would be, you want to consider that?
Absolutely.
I think, and take people to areas that you talk about as being, a lot of sightings. Okay?
Well, Michael and I are working on a planetarium show dealing with this very subject. It's been years since we've done it. It's been the 70s since they've actually done a UFO show in the planetarium. So.
Well, it's about time. Many happy sightings, dude.
Okay, see you, Michael. Thanks for calling. Ciao. All right. Whew. Boy, scary stuff, eh?
Ah, it's nothing.
Got it.
STV on the radio at CITR 101.9. Return to Cookie Mountain, one of 2006's big albums around here. Too progressive and too good for the Fox.
Yeah.
Wolf Like Me was the track.
Just don't do any ghost riding to that song. You know?
Ghost riding? Ghost riding.
Yeah, you know, West Coast hip hop fans
jumping up on top of
killed and injured. Dancing.
Oh, they don't do that around here.
They're dancing on the top of driverless cars. Well, they're doing it down in California.
Yo, man, look at me.
Woo! Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, so what, there's a song out, rapper Mr. Fab has got a single out called Ghost Ride, and
I'll go get it.
Ghost Ride the whip, pull up, hop out, all in one motion, dancing on the hood while the car is still rolling.
Hey, you know, the thing is that could be, that there is an art form to all of that. It's just a matter of where. So if you're going to be doing any of that ghost riding, make sure you don't do it in the streets with other traffic or get on the sidewalk. Like the cyclists. Go on the sidewalk and do your ghost riding there.
That's something.
And be very, very careful whatever you do. Make sure you have your medical care card with you at all times. From CITR 101.9.
Where Alex Yu and Kara Sue comes your way in about 35 minutes from now. Now live.
Fillmore East, 1970.
I think I'd like to go back home and take it easy. There's a woman that I'd like to get. Should I could be there?
One of those concerts where a lot of people will tell you, they'll lie to your face and say they were there back in 1970. That's really well recorded for the time. And mastered finally out on DVD, Live at the Fillmore, Neil Young.
Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse, and everybody knows this is nowhere. I suppose that you were there in 1970 at the Fillmore, Long John?
No, I never made it to the Fillmore, unfortunately.
Right, because your name was at the guest list. My dad called his good friend Bill Graham, the late, and you were there, but you didn't show up.
I know. What can you do, eh?
All right. And Bumpo Ness was there, and everybody was waiting. We're waiting for you, but you didn't show. You couldn't get away from your all-night shift. The program director threatened to...
Simon Ginsberg said, you leave the station and you're dead.
Yeah. No names. All right. Christmas Day, we lost one of the true music giants, everybody knows by now, James Brown, Godfather, hardest working man in showbiz, inspired, some would say, was ripped off by many. The moves and the grooves. In his younger days, he was an electrifying performer. Never got to see him. Dad did. You did. With the tightest, funkiest backup band ever, James Brown at the Apollo. Now, then talk about live CD, live albums.
Right.
That remains the defining musical moment among many for James Brown, arguably the greatest live album ever, and maybe no argument there. Raw, sexual, and just too damn funky. We tried to find it in the library. We looked under the B's, and all we could come up with was Arthur Brown, but I don't know. So we have decided to go in another direction, Long John, if you will.
Well, yeah, you know, if you'll pardon the wind, it's getting a little breezy down here, but, you know, by the time he actually formed the famous Flames with his Augusta Baptist Church friend Bobby Byrd, James Brown had already served 3 years in a Georgia juvenile corrections institution for armed robbery and had suffered a leg injury that would squelch any chance of an athletic career. Now, at first, the Macon Vocal Group applied its style. It was a cross between gospel and jump blues to R&B hits of the day. But Brown believed they'd have to do originals if they were, you know, to go to anywhere. And one of the most searing performances was a version of the Orioles' Baby, Please Don't Go, with the background singers repeating the phrase, please, please, please. So Brown wrote his own song around that same idea. He performed the song live for 2 years before cutting it. Now, this is back about 1954. This is going on, right? And he cut it as a demo at WIBB in Macon, and which is in Georgia, of course. The song was already a local hit of sorts, although it didn't exist on vinyl, right? In fact, the song was so raw that no label would actually touch it. So the industrious Brown took a copy to the Southland Recording Distribution Corporation in Atlanta, where King Records talent scout Ralph Bass heard it, and he loved it. And Bass thought that the Fabulous Flames should go to the King Studios in Cincinnati and cut another version. But guess what? The label owner Sid Nathan reportedly considered the song so inane, he changed his mind thanks to reports that but he did change his mind, right? He didn't want them to release it, but he changed his mind thanks to reports that the song and the dramatic choreography that went with it. If you've ever seen the choreography, it's amazing. And so it caused a commotion on the Chitlin' circuit. So by 1956, mid-56, Please, Please, Please had ushered in a new era of R&B. The Famous Flames had become James Brown with the Famous Flames, and Ralph Bass had his job back.
Please, 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 please. Did me wrong.
would be the part where James falls to his knees,
right,
and starts begging, and
cape.
And the guy with the cape would come out and drape it around him. The audience would go crazy. Then James would fight his way back up again.
Yeah.
And did you ever see, it was before my time, ma'am, but I remember seeing it on a VHS a couple years ago, the Tammy Show.
Oh, yeah.
The Tammy Show was apparently the... yeah, that's the one that brought him to more of the white audiences, because we know at that time that those records were not played by most radio stations.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, and this is a bone of contention to pick here for a moment, but your pal Red Robinson, after James Brown passed away, some local TV station went and talked to him, because he is the legend himself, and knew everybody and discovered everybody, right? And I was talking about the brilliance of James Brown. The fact of the matter is, as Auntie Pam told me, who worked with you guys in the biz years ago, is that Red never wanted to play black music at all. And so, you know, is that hypocrisy or what?
Well, it's funny, because James Brown was supposed to be coming here in the next week to play at the Red Robinson Theater.
Well, the ads are still on TV.
Yeah, oh,
you know,
really?
They haven't taken them off yet.
You're kidding.
No. Did you see, you saw the ceremony, the open cask, gold casket.
Ooh, that cost a pretty penny.
And many performers. Everybody was there. They came on and they sang to the casket. It was eerie. It was beautiful. It was strange. It was all of those things. And you expected Mr. Brown to, all of a sudden, the Godfather, to jump up and sing, "I Got You, I Feel Good." And, of course, now, as is the case with when these things happen, when a true legend, and we know how much that word legend is misused these days. Everybody is a legend.
Right.
At least my dad has the honesty to call himself a semi-legend.
Semi-legend, yeah.
And he wasn't even that. But if you talk about, like, the movie business, they're on it. Music, film, bios. Ray Charles passed away. They made a movie.
Right.
On and on, you know. Bobby Darin, well, that was a long time ago. But it will be done. Hollywood has been at this for years, because you know how those vampires in Tinseltown, they wait until the subject has cast off their mortal coil. And apparently, from what we hear, Tom Cruise wants to produce and star. So, I don't know. We'll see. Or not.
Got a little blackface on Tom. Okay, well, speaking of James Brown, and you know... as the Reverend Al Sharpton said on Friday at the eulogies and that, when he started singing, we were sitting in the back of the bus. When we stopped singing, we were flying Lear jets.
You got your highest eagles on, slipping you. You got your highest eagles on, and you're slipping you. More than all right, you know you're out of sight. You got a shapely figure, mama, that's keeping you up tight. You got a shapely figure, mama, keep me up tight. You're too much, you know you're out of sight. The way you do the thing you do, the way you kiss me too, the way you do the thing you do, the way you kiss me too, a heart delight, that's what you are, you know you're out of sight. Most of all, you understand.
is the godfather of soul.
You mentioned that early on in his career, he had a bad leg or something. He hurt himself?
Yeah, in an accident.
But would you ever know that?
No.
If you've ever seen him live.
No.
Now, I know that when I said to my dad, we're going to do a little thing for James Brown, he said, well, and so you should. I said, do you remember when I told you that Long John and myself went to the last James Brown show that was here in Vancouver?
Right.
Was it the Queenie?
Second last time.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe about 2 years ago.
At the Queen Elizabeth Theater.
Right.
And it went with Auntie Pam.
Right.
And my dad. And he said that it was, he looked around at about the halfway point, I think, and James Brown was doing Try Me or something. And you, Long John Tanner, were asleep. You were snoring. You were actually snoring. And it wasn't a reflection of the music. Of course,
not
it wouldn't
all.
Be. It was just
no.
a reflection on your age and just not being able to, you know, get down with it, man. What's your problem?
It's probably the brownies, but I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good cooking.
Yeah. All right.
So then, we mentioned it has been a year where...
We've lost a lot of people.
Robert Altman.
Yeah.
From movies.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, like as far as people we've lost who are artists that we've lost over this last year, well, back in January of this last year, Wilson Pickett.
Really?
All right. Wilson Pickett.
The Wicked Pickett.
The Wicked Pickett, yeah. Billy Cowsill, you know, local artist, formerly with the Cowsills. And, of course, he played with Blue Northern and the Blue Shadows. There's Bruce Hart.
Who?
You know, Sunny Days, Sweeping the Clouds Away. He's the guy that, On My Way to Where the Air is Sweet, Can You Tell Me How to Get to Sesame Street?
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in. Anyway, Buck Owens. Okay, if you're a country and western fans, you know, I've Got a Tiger by the Tail. Gene Pitney passed away in April of last year. Gene Pitney, what a classic there. I Want to Love My Life Away. Let's see, who else we got? Desmond Decker. You know, Desmond Decker, one of the great reggae artists. 1969, The Israelites was the first international hit by Jamaica's vibrant music scene. Johnny Grande, he was the piano player for The Comets, Bill Haley and The Comets. And Billy Preston passed away last year, too. You know, he's played a lot of great songs, played with the Beatles and Joe Cocker and stuff like that. Anyway, and Freddie Fender also, but that's another story altogether.
What about Clay Aiken? No, is he still around?
I don't know about that one.
Set a favorite peaceful resolution, but that was when we were the young idealists, the young idealists, raging through the coffee shops and bars, make believe the world was really us, still supposing we could make a difference.
Young idealists are now the new or the neocons. Sadly, Lloyd Cole still happily miserable after all those years.
Wow, Lloyd Cole, that's been a long time. Lloyd Cole and the Commotion used to be his band, right?
Commotions. He had commotions. More than one commotion. And one of the Commotions happens to be playing on that particular CD now that you brought it up.
Okay, well, I used
and
to work...
Alex is waiting outside.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, sorry, no, but your dad and I used to work, do a show on Coast 1040, and that's when I first got heard about Lloyd Cole. And, yeah, good, a great artist. He's from Scotland, I think, isn't he?
Yes, he is, John. Okay. He's from Scotland. Are you making notes of all of this?
Oh, yes.
You're the one who should know all this.
Well,
I'm just a young
it's
guy,
like I got an old
man.
Brain, though. My brain cells are going. You're a young whippersnapper there.
Whippersnapper.
Okay.
So, another favorite locally from this year, and one gentleman who gets an incredible amount of respect overseas, not as much as he deserves in his own hometown. Where have we heard that before?
Right.
Bryan Adams? No. Guess again. His name is R-O-D-N-E-Y. And that must be your good friend,
Rodney Graham. CITR and Radio. There's one of my favorite CDs for the past year of 2006 by Rodney Graham. I'm telling you, people, and the interesting thing about it, even though Rodney is an old fart, not quite as old as I am, but he had a lot of young people in there, David Carswell, John Collins, Peter Bourne, Patty Ryan, some of the members of the New Pornographers playing on there. He's got Bill Napier Hemi in there, and some interesting folks, and I like that.
The thing is, senior musicians can work with, it's been proven time and time again, younger musicians. So
you
young musicians out there, don't diss your seniors. They've been around for a while. They may have a few chops that you don't know about. Okay, Mr. Graham, the man, the artist, and the man, the artist from the land of the rising sun will be here very, very shortly. We are talking about Alex. And Kara Sue. I have a little surprise for him. He doesn't know this. I brought a very special T-shirt and a very special CD that I found. I found it. Anyway, movie-wise, well, there's too much to get into right now, but we will say that we haven't got a top 10. There's too many. We are listless. There are too many lists around. Top 10 this. top 10 dog toys, you know, everything. let's just go through a few of them here. Yeah, Borat, Casino Royale, The Departed, Half Nelson. Now, there's a performance. Ryan Gosling. Hey, he's Canadian. The Queen, and Helen Mirren is a shoe-in for Best Actress, of course. United 93. The Proposition, there is a film that should not go overlooked just because it's Australian. Certainly for Soundtrack of the Year, Nick Cave and other soundtracks would be Yola Tango did two soundtracks, the Old Boy soundtracks. That's with Will Oldham, and that'll be at the Van City Theater coming very soon. And a movie called June Bug, which was in the theaters for about a week, but you can rent it. Music by Yola Tango. And then Clint Munsell and Mogwai. Mr. Munsell used to be in a group, John, that you'll remember, Pop Will Eat Itself. Did the music to the much maligned The Fountain. Other movies besides that are on our top 10, Little Children. And the number one film of the year, not seen here yet, but was very pleased to have seen it at the film festival, the number one film of the film festival, and probably the best movie of the year, called The Lives of Others from Germany. It will play here in March, and anticipated, but not here yet, are Pan's Labyrinth and The Children of Men. Now, three hottest directors right now are Mexican. Pan's Labyrinth was from Guillermo del Toro, and Children of Men is from Alphonse Cuarón, and Babel, of course, by Iñárritu. So there are a couple things movie-wise. Have you seen anything this year that have knocked your socks? You don't get out that much, I know.
Yeah, I cut back a lot, you know, on movie watching. But the one movie I did see that was my favorite was Al Gore's An Inconvenient
Truth.
Of course,
right. Yeah. Well, that's the documentary of the year. Really. There are others, but that had an impact upon you.
Yeah.
You immediately went out and trashed your car.
Yeah, right.
And you got a bus pass.
Oh, God.
A lot good that does.
Yeah, watch out for those potholes. You know, and you're just looking at some of the famous quotes of the year.
Speaking of documentaries. Your favorite.
Sam Sullivan, Mayor of Vancouver's Mayor Sam Sullivan, has a documentary out, and I love this quote. This was from the words of our mayor, ladies and gentlemen. I like the fact that people underestimate me. They pat me on the head, and then I rip their throats out.
Good one.
Yeah.
You go get him, Sam.
Yep.
Civil City.
Hey, we're closest to the sun on the 3rd. Yeah, the Earth is perihelion, closest to the sun, and it's full moon, too, at 5:57 on January 3rd. Oh, boy. Well, we'll see you in a couple of weeks on Radio.
I hear in the track now, the bomb was buried beneath a mile. But now I'm down enough about the whistle and the steam. I may be leaving on a 219. There's a family that preaching about a hell and damnation. Bouncing off the walls in the grand situation. I treated a bad, I treated a mean. My baby leaving on a 219. I said, hey, I don't know what to do, I will remember you, I don't know what to do. My baby leaving on the 219. But I always been puzzled by the yin and the yang. Come around in a voice, but it always seems the same. Storm in the gang, luster and the sheen. My baby leaving on the 219. A toss of baby with the water, the preacher stole the bride. Sit around for a bottle, but you come back inside. She didn't have my gin. Had a handful of feathers and a wicked man. I don't know what to do. I will remember you. I don't know what to do. My baby's leaving on the 219. Further away, the more covers everything you wanted to see. Who's out of raindrop in the corner of your eye? Were you trying your nails and waving goodbye? I said, hey, hey, I will remember you, hey, hey. I don't know what to do, hey, hey.
believing on the 219.